Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to our broadcast today. Today I want to start a new message talking about how we, through the Word, can allow the Father to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua. Please turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Only through the Spirit. Verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. See, we have to allow the Father to start and complete the sanctification process. Him inside of us perfecting holiness. We just can't take scriptures out of the Word or out of a promise box, like in verse 31, if the Father be for us, who can be against us? We can't claim that. In verse 37, we are more than conquerors to him that loved us. We can't claim these scriptures unless we're allowing him to start and continue that process, the sanctification process. Please turn with me to Romans chapter 6, verse 11. And see, the way that we allow him to do the sanctification process is to go to the epistles. For instance, if you're in the book of Romans, say, Father, show me in the book of Romans the scriptures that I need to confess into my life. And then he'll show you the scriptures. And then you say, Father, I'm confessing these scriptures, not only for me, but for my family and whoever else you want to include. And Father, I'm going to use the term we, us, or are as I confess these scriptures. So for an example, you have a scripture, the just shall live by faith. We are just. We live by faith. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. It's such a powerful process. In verse 11 of Romans 6, likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive through the Father, through Yeshua. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto the Father. See, it's important who or what we yield to. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Verse 16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Verse 18, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Who or what do we want to serve? But see, we can't do this ourselves. We need the Father to help us. Verse 22, but now being made free from sin and become servants to the Father, you have your fruit unto holiness and to the end everlasting life. The end result is that the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, comes out of our lives. Chapter 7, Paul said in verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold unto sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. He's saying the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things that I don't want to do, I do. Verse 18, for I know that in me, it is in my flesh, dwell no good thing. For to will is present with me, and how to perform that which is good, I find not. Verse 23, I see another law of my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank the Father through Yeshua. See, we can't do it alone. We have the helpmate. And that's the Spirit of the Father inside of us. And Paul could say, as a result, in verse 1 of chapter 8, therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yeshua, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua has made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It's so important to what you allow to come in and through your mind, whether it be TV or the internet. Be very, very careful. Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against the Father, for it is not subject to the law of the Father, neither indeed can be. Verse 11, for if the Spirit of him that raised up Yeshua from the dead dwell in you, he who raised up Yeshua from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. See, when temptation comes, sin tries to come on you. The Father will raise up a standard against it, but you have to yield to him. As he allows the temptation to come your way, go, escape. He'll make a way of escape. Therefore, brethren, verse 12, We are dead is not to the flesh, but to live after the flesh. Again, verse 13. But if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit, only through the Spirit, do you mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of the Father, they are the sons of the Father. If you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. Only our daddy can help us. But you have to allow him to continue that process, the sanctification process. Verse 16, the Spirit itself bears witness with us that we are his children. And as children and heirs of the Father, and joint heirs with Yeshua, if so be that we suffer with him, that we be also glorified together with him. In verse 28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Father. Sometimes yielding to the Father and speaking the word into your life from the epistles, allowing him to clean you up, it can hurt at times because he's going to bring up past memories, why you can't forgive somebody and get it out of your life. But it's a process that is so necessary that he would clean us up and get us ready for the rapture. It's not something that we can do it alone. We have to allow him to do so. And in verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of Yeshua, as I read before. And then you say in verse 31, if the Father be for us, who can be against us? Verse 35, 36, nothing can separate you from his love. Verse 37, we're more than conquerors through him. It's just so very important. And then in chapter 10, verse 8, what say it? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth. And that's what I'm saying. Confess these scriptures into your life. A lot of people want to go to the word and find scriptures where we're going to prosper. We're going to get a lot of money. But it's important that we go through the word and allow the Father to clean us up through the word and confess those things into our life and also into the lives of our loved ones. Again, verse 8, what say it? The word is nigh thee, even in our mouth and in our heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. You have to have faith that the Father will do the process through us. Verse 9, but if thou confess with your mouth Yeshua, that he is almighty, and shall believe in your heart that the Father raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There's so much about name it, claim it. You just can't go to the scripture and name it and claim it. You have to go to where the Father wants you to claim the scriptures after you turn everything over to him, and then he'll put that scripture on your heart, give you the desires of the heart, and then you can claim it. Verse 11, for the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall never be ashamed. See, allow him to clean you up. This is so very important. Verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of Yeshua shall be saved. He's going to help you. Whatever situation you're facing, he wants to help you. He wants to free you from that situation. After you learn what you're supposed to learn out of the situation, he'll take you out of it. He took his people out of Egypt into the promised land through the Red Sea. He can take you out too, out of whatever situation you're going through. Chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of the Father, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. He wants to use you, and as he uses you, he'll cleanse you at the same time. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which can only happen by going through the epistles and allowing the Father to clean you through the scriptures, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of the Father. It's just so important that we allow the Father, again, to start that sanctification process and to continue it and cleanse us through his word. For I say, through the grace that is given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as the Father had dealt to every man the measure of faith. And we need to confess that, that we don't think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but to think soberly. You see, it's just so important now these scriptures come to our hearts and the Father does his work to clean us up. But it's not something that he's going to do by himself. He needs our cooperation. He provides the soap and the water, so to speak, but we need to do the scrubbing through his word. It's just so important. And I want to share something I've been sharing on the previous broadcast. I have a message on my website called Divorce and Remarriage. It's a powerful message on henrywalker.org. And if you've been divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, read my message, search the word in my message, go to the Father and find out what he wants you to do. If you're in a marriage and you're thinking about getting divorced, go to my message, read the word, and go to the Father and find out what he wants you to do. Stop listening to people's opinions that are based on traditions. They don't know what the words mean in the Greek. And it's so important that you studied the words in the Greek in that topic about divorce and remarriage. It's just so important. And also, don't forget that according to the word, according to the Father, a new year begins on Nisan 1. And this year is April 8th. At 6 p.m. April 8th is when the new year begins. And we need to be on the Father's calendar. January to December 31st is usually for tax purposes. You can't base a spiritual walk with the Father on the calendar year, a calendar that the Romans set up. It's so important to be on His timing. And we can't just close a year until He closes out the year. He still has 3 months to go before He closes out the year. He deals with us on a yearly basis. And as a student, can't tell a teacher, well, I want to close the course. No, the Father closes the course when He wants to. And He's training us. And He wants to crown our year with fatness, it says in the Psalms. He wants to bless us. So allow Him to do that process. It's January, but don't think that this is the starting of the year for His purposes. You have to be on His timetable. It is so very important. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Father, I ask You to touch the people that are listening out there right now. Father, they need a miracle. Some need a miracle in their bodies, in their minds, in their family, Father. Maybe it's confusion, but only You can do it, Father. Only You can set them free. Only You can do a miracle, Father. And Father, a lot of them are coming to the realization that nobody can help them but You. You're using that to bring them closer to You. But help us all to turn our flesh over to You on a daily basis, Father. Allow You to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua. Because it's so important, Father, that we be pleasing in Your sight. So touch the people out there right now, Father. Set people free. Heal, deliver, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have the website, henrywalker.org. As I mentioned, I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how He fulfilled every feast day with the exception of 3, which He will fulfill. Also, my second book is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar, how the things that He did in the Word in those particular months, He wants to repeat them. And you can use that book, Noon, in conjunction with my biblical calendar page. And on my biblical calendar page, it tells when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020 on both calendars, when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020 on both calendars. Also, my book, Noon, I talk about the different hours of the day, how the Father did things in the Word on those hours of the day, and He wants to repeat them on those hours. There's a certain hour of the day when His healing anointing flows more than any other hour. We need to know that. We got to remember that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Remember Genesis 1, evening and morning were the first day. Also, my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity, and it will comfort you so much. I want to sell you these books at my course. It's only $5 each, and if you have no money, we'll send them out to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. We just want to get this information into your hands. Don't forget that if you miss this broadcast, we're on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. If you miss any prior broadcast, you can go to WCNO.com and click on Demand. Use the arrow on top. Go back to God's Timing is Everything. Click on God's Timing is Everything, and you see all previous broadcasts. And also, if you have any questions on a biblical calendar, any topic that I've been talking about, just call me. Again, 772-801-3677. And remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177. Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open